The ongoing drought causes ever greater concerns about forest health. We had a very big fire season last year, especially on the California side, and there's no reason to believe that this year will be any less busy. The assembly member who represents the North State has some ideas about how to reduce the fire danger and produce energy and potentially produce some real estate to sequester carbon as climate change advances. He's introduced a pair of bills dealing with forest practices in the Sierra Nevada and with ramping up the use of biomass to create energy. That, of course, is California Assemblymember Brian Dolly from District 1. He's a Republican from Lassen County. Brian, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Oh, thanks for having me on this morning.
So we're looking at another bad fire season, no doubt. Have you been working on the basic ideas for these bills for a while?
So, say for about 20 years. So I was a member of the Lassen County Board of Supervisors for 16 years. And in Lassen, Plumas, and Sierra counties, we did a federal bill, actually, was called the Quincy Library Group process, where we all met with environmentalists and schools, the teachers and lobbyists, and talked about what the future of our forest was going to be. And then we're actually successful in doing a pilot project bill through the federal forest some 20 years ago now to do mosaic fire breaks because we knew that fire was going to be the number one thing that was going to hurt the environments in the Sierras. And so we went through that process. We got sued most of the time on most of the projects, and after about 16 years, the project never did fully get complete to get the mosaic fire breaks, but it was at least a start for the conversation. So I was a part of that process all those years I was on the Board of Supervisors, and then when I became a state legislator, the last couple of years, we've been looking at some catastrophic events that have been happening, and so I've been still talking about those same issues. So, I've been in the game for a long time and trying to educate most of California on how the Sierras are actually the filter for air and water. And so that's what I've been doing most of the time down here.
I didn't realize you were part of the whole Quincy Library Group process. There was a parallel in Oregon, I believe. I mean, it's close enough in parallel with the Applegate Partnership that formed in the Applegate Valley. I don't know if you ever had any cross-pollination with that group.
Probably cross paths in the halls of Congress, but not directly.
All right, so you never got anything like an adaptive management area set up for you?
No, we ended up trying to do the pilot project, and like I said, we ended up with a lot of litigation. So what I've been doing here in Sacramento is still talking about those same issues because they're still there. They're not going away. The forest is alive. It grows every day. And if we don't manage it, so let me give you the reason why we're in this position. Mm-hmm. So before we settled California, and every 10 to 15 years, the forest naturally burned by the Native Americans used fire as a tool, and then lightning would strike and it would burn. But then it would burn low mosaic creeping fires because they did it every 10 to 15 years. So we came, we cut a lot of the timber out of the forest, and we used it for mining and building our cities. And then we started the Smokey the Bear campaign after that, which we extinguished fire from the ecosystem. And we've been suppressing fire for some 80 years. And so what's happened is we have different species in the forest that weren't natural to the forest. Like we have shade-tolerant trees, which is like fir. And there was fir in the forest, but not as rampant it is now. So we have a lot of overgrowth. So we have fuel loading, which was what we call it. So you have a lot of small stems per acre. So we have now, in some cases, 2,000 trees per acre, where we used to have 150 to 200 trees. But those trees were big trees, and they held the soil in place and did what the system was designed to do, which is be a filter. So when you have that many trees per acre, there's not enough water for all those trees. And when you have a drought or a cycle in the environment, you end up with the stress of those trees. And then the bugs come in and they attack the trees. And without water in the tree, that they don't have any sap. And sap is actually what pushes the bug out. When it bites the tree, the sap comes and pushes that bug back out and keeps it from attacking the tree. Well, if there's no moisture in the tree, there's nothing to make sap. And then you get bugs, and then you get lightning strike. And you have these catastrophic wildfires like we've seen, and they burn so hot and intense that they can actually sterilize the ground. And so it may take up to 60 years for that to regenerate. And then we get silt from that. We lose all the wildlife potential. And we're not sequestering carbon anymore. We're actually emitting carbon because it becomes a carbon sink. So AB 590 is my bill that I've introduced here at the state legislature to take some of the carbon tax credit money, we call it GGRF funds, It's the offset for carbon.
Greenhouse gas reduction.
Greenhouse gas reduction funds. And I've asked for that to be put towards doing biomass statewide. So what that would do is allow us to go in and mechanically thin and open up the forest so that fire can do what it was supposed to do, come in and burn and not kill the trees at the same time, but be able to do those mosaic burns. But we have to remove that fuel before we do that, or we're going to continue to have these catastrophic events. And let me give you some examples of how severe these fires are. In 2013, the Rim Fire, which burned 257,000 acres, and is the watershed for San Francisco, that's equivalent in greenhouse gas emissions to 11 million metric tons of greenhouse gases, or the equivalent to 2.3 million cars, or 1.2 billion gallons of gas. So if that forest had been thinned and it would have burnt through, and yes, it would have emitted some carbon, but it would still be alive, so it would be sequestering carbon. We wouldn't have the damage to the watershed that we have, and we wouldn't be emitting this, those same greenhouse gases. So that's what Bill does, is it actually puts people to work. We generate electricity from it in the biomass plants, and it would help the Sierras and the coastal ranges too, because if you look at the fire maps that we have in California, most of the state is high and extreme for fire, even along the coast where we typically used to get a lot of rain and didn't have so much threat of fire.
Brian Dolly is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, assembly member from California District 1, representing most of the North State. He's from Lassen County. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about his idea for thinning out the forests and providing biomass. 800-838-3760 around the listening area by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So when you talk about mechanical thinning, this is often where the hackles go up for people who like their forests vertical rather than to see the trees go horizontal. When you talk about thinning, we talk about taking out the small material and leaving the big stuff. We talk about taking out some merchantable timber and letting the little stuff grow into big stuff. What's the approach here?
So the approach is we first of all, the conversation has been framed by some who don't want to do anything in the forest, but and that's too, it's unfortunate, because we shouldn't even talk about the size of a tree. We should talk about the canopy. So let me explain that. The canopy is if you have limbs on the trees touching other trees, the fire actually burns across the top of the forest. So you need to open that canopy up. So you need at least 60% open, and that way it allows the sunlight to get to the floor, allows the snow to get to the floor. In a lot of cases, the snow never even gets to the forest floor because it lands on the limbs of the trees, and then it evaporates. They call that evapotranspiration. It evaporates out. It doesn't get to the forest floor where it recharges our groundwater and our meadows. And so we should be talking about the canopy, and that's the debate I've been having here in Sacramento. I ran a bill my first year here, which was AB 744, which allowed private landowners to harvest. The law originally said you could only cut up to an 18-inch tree, and I increased that diameter to 24 inches to try to get that basal, I'm talking in technical terms here, but try to get that canopy opened up, because you could take out every tree at 18 inches and still have the limbs touching each other and not do the fire, open the canopy up enough. So let me give you an example. You can have a forest of old-growth trees, and I have an example of this actually in Shasta County where it happened 2 years ago, where this was old-growth, beautiful, great big trees, and they all got burnt. It's because their canopy was too tight, and the fire came in and burned across the canopy. So I don't like to talk about the size of the tree that we're going to harvest out of there or the brush. I like to talk about getting that canopy opened up and allowing that snow to get to the ground. But it always does end up in the size of the tree debate. But we've been doing a pretty good job, I think, here in California, at least the last couple of years, of talking about that we should be talking about the canopy and the open of the canopy. So the size of the tree, we have laws in California. This bill doesn't change any laws to increase the diameter of trees. We have the strictest laws in the nation on timber harvesting, and so I'm not asking to change those laws. I'm just asking to get some funding to be able to go in and move that small brush and small timber out of there and open that canopy up.
And specifically in which forest? I mean, is this the whole state or just in Sierra Nevada?
Okay. Statewide. So what my bill actually is going to do is it's going to. So now let's talk about the renewable portfolio standard. So we have our renewables in California. So we have wind, solar, geothermal, biomass, and small hydro are in those. But wind and solar are subsidized right now by the federal government and the state. So my biomass plants that burn up this wood chips and turn it into electricity don't get subsidized, so they can't compete. So the utilities have to buy 33% renewables, and what they do is they just buy the cheapest stuff that's available. Well, my biomass plants can't compete, but the benefit to the public is better water quality, better air quality, less firefighting costs if you do mechanical thinnings out there. Excuse me. So I'm asking for 5 cents a kilowatt hour to be directed towards biomass plants from that pot of money.
And where are biomass plants at this point, Assemblyman Dolly?
So we have them spread out. I think they're in 22 counties in the state right now, and there's a lot of them that are shut down because they just financially can't make it. And so that's what I'm trying to do, is take some of that funds and get those plants back running, and hopefully we'll be able to build some in some areas that don't have them now, so we can get that fuel out.
So ultimately, it sounds like what you're talking about here is you would rather have the small stuff burn in a biomass plant than burn out there in the woods and make for a hotter fire.
Well, that, and plus it reduces the carbon. So if you open burn it, we can reduce the emissions by 98% if we put it in a controlled environment. So this is how I explain it for the layperson. You know, California regulates my commercial trucks, my lawnmower, my weeder, my barbecue, my wood stove. And I'm in Lassen County, and I sit there and watch my forest emit millions of tons of carbon, and there's no help for that.
So when it burns, you mean?
Yeah, when it burns. And so because of the cycle, not allowing, no, the forest would be carbon neutral because it does emit and it does sequester, but not in the state that we've put it in. So I'm asking to put it back into the state that it was before we settled here, and then let fire do what it's supposed to do. But that's going to take us 25 to 30 years of some intense biomass work to get us back in that shape, and that's what I'm asking for. The public benefit for doing biomass is probably around 18 cents a kilowatt hour, but I'm asking for 5 cents because, remember, you get in, there's been some studies that show you can increase the water yield out of the forest by up to 16%. So can you imagine if we thinned the Sierras and we created our meadows, we were able to recharge with that water, the trees weren't sucking it up, and we had 16% more water coming out of the Sierras? Would desperately help this drought that we're in.
Ah, so fewer trees to suck up the water means the water ends up staying down below.
Right, go recharge the aquifer, recharge the meadows. It's healthy fish flows. It's healthy clean air. It's jobs. I can't see how anybody can oppose this piece of legislation because the public benefit of doing biomass is just so great.
You mentioned Assembly Bill 590 by number. There's also Assembly Bill 1345.
Right.
Have we talked about what the provisions of that are?
So AB 1345 is another bill I'm running, and it basically is asking the California Air Resources Board to quantify the emissions of carbon out of the forest. So right now they call it neutral, and they don't take into calculations. So AB 32, which was the global warming bill, which was passed under the Schwarzenegger administration, which started the whole greenhouse gas reduction fund, they had a scoping plan a year ago to, every 5 years they're supposed to look and see how much carbon we're sequestering. And so what I asked is, 1345 is going to ask the Air Board to take into account how much the forest is emitting in carbon, because right now they're call it neutral. Well, it would be neutral if we hadn't manipulated over the last century and it was able to stay alive. We're annihilating hundreds of thousands of acres that aren't alive. And so you can't sequester carbon unless your trees are actually growing in the brush. So that's the goal of that bill, is to go, okay, we need to at least start doing some science on it and finding out exactly how much carbon we're emitting, because I believe we're emitting more carbon than we're sequestering in the forest right now because of the fire.
Through fires. Okay,
right.
So it's emitted by the fires. Well, that's all right. Let's take a call here. We have Grumpy John and Grants Pass on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with California Assemblymember Brian Dolly, District 1.
Thanks. Is there a way that you can mandate that those logs that you're going to take out of the forest get milled here instead of shipping them to China as bulk logs?
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, at this point, the stuff that I'm asking to come out is not going to be in a log form. It's going to be in chip form because it's going to go to a biomass plant. So that debate won't take place in this legislation.
All right. The concept, though, of emissions from forest fires is an interesting one. Is it in place anywhere else where anybody measures emissions from forest fires in terms of carbon impact?
Well, if you look at the world carbon production, the world now I'm talking about, the number one emitter of carbon is forest fire. So we already know that. So trying to sequester that or put fire in its natural state would reduce the carbon worldwide.
All right, another call here from Bill in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with California Assemblymember Brian Dolly.
Yeah, I have a couple questions. My first question is, I like everything you're pursuing. My one question is, how much particulate matter does burning biomass put into our atmospheres? We have a biomass plant here in Eugene, Oregon. It's pretty new, and it's putting out a lot of particulate matter from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious about that. And also, I wonder if the state is pursuing creating methane gas in your garbage dumps and also in your sewer plants, because that's a hell of a lot cleaner burning fuel. And also, that stuff rots naturally, which is one of the worst climate-changing chemicals in the atmosphere, methane coming out of our garbage. So we have to get better to capture and burn it than just let it rot in our garbage dumps and in our sewer plants.
All right, thanks, Bill. So quickly, particulates and methane.
So Bill makes my point. Exactly. If we let it just, this is going to divert material away from landfills, and we're going to actually use it. And we know that burning it in a controlled environment, such as a biomass plant, that we reduce it by 98%.
Mm-hmm. And then, what about the idea of methane? Any ideas?
That in California. We're using methane out of our landfills right now.
All right. Always something to talk about with the environment and climate change and trees. Brian Dolly is the California Assembly member from District 1, representing the North State. He's from Lassen County. Thanks so much for joining us again on the Jefferson Exchange.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Take care.